Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, to use social media or not, that is the question, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 17th of May, 2023.
Let's have a look at social media in terms of how we use it within our market. Now, we're in a current market. Every agent that's coming through training is talking to us about it's becoming more and more difficult to get listings. And that doesn't matter whether they're listings for sale or whether they're listings for lease, and whether they're residential, commercial, industrial, retail, rural, businesses, whatever it is, they're all a little bit harder to get at the moment. Okay, so as agents, you need to come back and have a look at how do we prospect? How do we actually get the listings that we need? And there's lots of different strategies. The first thing you've got to look at is look at your demographic. Look at what they're going to do. And there are some demographics that will absolutely feed on social media. And they will run with you on that. And if that's going to work for you, then do that. And that's a great way. And, you know, if people want a list, they want to see your properties, then they're going to follow that social media religiously to make sure that they don't miss any information on that level. There are other areas. Now, we're looking, you know, obviously geographically and demographically here, in terms of you might be, you know, trying to list in an area where social media is not big on your demographic list of preferred ways of getting information. So, you know, it comes back to, are you doing the old-fashioned letterbox drop? It's your face and your name and your agency on the local bus stops and the side of the bus, or the, you know, are you doing door knocking? Are you walking around at, you know, home time for kids where, you know, parents are driving back in the driveway after picking kids up from school? So, you know, all of those strategies, are you talking to people when you take your own kids off to soccer practice and netball practice, or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, swimming at 5 a.m. in the morning, you know, whatever it happens to be when you're using those old networking techniques, joining a networking group in your local area, all of that can work, but you've got to first analyse your demographic. So do some research. You know, listings won't just walk through the door anymore or at the moment. So, you know, you need to do your research. You need to get up and have a look at some of these things. Talk to your local area. Look at what's going on in your local area. Look who is in your local area or in the area of the sphere where you are operating or functioning as an agent. So you need to look at those things before you can actually make any decisions about how you move ahead, and then use whatever medium that you are using, whether it's social media, whether it's, you know, the local magazines in some areas still, whether it's, you know, your own magazine, whether it's portals, whether it's, you know, the old-fashioned phone calling, letterbox drops, and, you know, walking along the streets and talking to people as you go along, and homeowners. So, you know, there's merit in all of those if they work. And, I mean, people who've been to my training probably over the last 20 years have heard me tell stories about the phrase, try another way. Now, I heard that 40 years ago. And it had nothing to do with property, but it was about how to teach somebody something. And it was, if it's not working, look at yourself. And if it's not working, you need to try another way. So if you're using one type of medium to connect with your local community and look for listings and prospect for listings, and it's not working, try something different. So you can't just say, oh, that hasn't, you know, I tried that 6 years ago and it didn't work. Well, we're in a different environment. So maybe try it again. And then if it still doesn't work, try something different. So you've got to look at all of your options open to you. And there's so much information out there on how to prospect, and so many people running great, you know, online sessions that you can hook into and listen to, you know, different groups and be part of different groups that talk about that. You know, I encourage you to get involved in all of those. So that's a really good place to start.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.